Y'all worrying about money too much. Why is y'all worrying about what's in my pocket?
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Boxingwiz.com.
What broke him down? Was it just
the body punching?
When I was hitting him with body punching, I heard him actually crying in there. You're saying that Big was crying when you hit him?
Yes.
When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
Boxingwiz.com.
So you knew you had him by that time.
Absolutely, but I knew you were cuffing and taking his punches.
Deeply Aussie Productions.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another spontaneous edition of the Boxing Voice. And it's really an immediate reaction show because I got to give you my immediate reactions to this news. I mean, we kind of knew this Deontay Wilder, Anthony Joshua fight was dead. But with the latest quote, I feel like it's absolutely dead. Wilder conducted an interview. Deontay Wilder conducted an interview with Brendan Schaub's of Below the Belt on Showtime. It's a YouTube channel. Showtime's YouTube channel, and they have a series there with an MMA commentator slash fighter slash whoever the hell he is. But he has access. And Wilder tells Schaub's, it's 50-50 straight across. Now, this interview was taped on Thursday in Los Angeles, but it will air today at 7 p.m. So I wanted to get in before that actually airs, give you my immediate reaction on what we know. And what we know is, and I quote, it's straight 50-50 across. I'm not accepting no flat fee. I'm done with all that. And that's the only quote that we have until today at 7 p.m. But that's enough to send shockwaves through the boxing internet, enough to upset plenty of, you know, hardcores, because this is just something we wanted. And Wilder, there's plenty of AJ fans that have made a case for Wilder being the B-side that he is. And it's difficult to demand 50% when you've never done a pay-per-view. At least Gennady Golovkin did two or three pay-per-views. You know, he had one in the UK, two here in the States. You know, there were some numbers. Wilder hasn't done a pay-per-view. So my immediate reaction was, whoa, he's really drawing a line in the sand by saying 50-50 split or no fight, because again, I just find it difficult for him to get that off. How is he planning on getting 50%? Like, what is he bringing to the table? I know that he wants to reach 51-0, but I mean, he doesn't even have the time for that. Like, you know, April's around the corner, and if you don't take that fight in April, someone else gets it. Big Baby just announced he's not going to Bulgaria. So now that Instagram post that he posted a few days ago with him and AJ in front of the Barclays Center holding all the belts, that seems all more realistic. So Wilder, you know, definitely surprising his fans, me included. I wasn't expecting a 50-50 firm offer. You know, he hasn't fought since April. We're now in June. It's been 3 months out the ring. It'd be really good for him to start lining something up. And again, unless he's going to fight every 2 weeks, it's going to be difficult to get to that 51-0. and put pressure on Joshua. The pressure is going to be on Deontay, who isn't signing the contract and essentially won't be negotiating because of his firm stance on 50-50. So it's this is definitely going to be a deal breaker. This is what Eddie Hearn needed. Wilder has given Eddie all the ammunition he needs now. With this, they could proceed to just about anyone. Because if you're only taking 50-50, well, then that opens up the door for negotiations with Gerald Miller, who's definitely not going to ask for 50-50 in the Barclays Center. Listen, if you're just tuning into the stream or if you're here rocking out with me, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show. It lets me know, obviously, hey, Ness, guess what? I enjoy you coming out here on your Friday evening and giving us a place where we could call in and voice our opinions and talk about this topic and call Deontay Wilder crazy for asking for 50-50. The number to call in, obviously, is 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 time if you want to voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. International callers can add Nestor Gibbs on Skype to be part of the conversation and give me your take. What's your immediate reaction? What do you think of Wilder and his stance? It's, like I said, it's a firm stance for sure. It is a firm stance for sure. I would love to see what is the plan. We know we had him on the show not too long ago. And he says he has some news, but what is the plan? How could you ask for 50-50? How could you also, on top of asking for 50-50, also say that you're not going to fight Anthony Joshua? You're going to do your own thing. You're going to go down your own route. I just don't know how you stay relevant other than in bad publicity because people are talking about the fact that you want 50%. I don't know. It's a tough negotiation tactic for sure. We at least the intelligent people, expected the new offer for April to be higher since these are failed negotiations, similar to, you know, Canelo offering Triple G $10 million up front and him saying no, and then that offer being increased. Mayweather offering Pacquiao $40 million and that offer being declined and that offer ultimately being increased. So I was expecting, you know, when they renegotiate after they get past their two fighters, that there will be a better offer. But if you're putting the stance now that it's 50-50 or nothing, things are going to get a little bit tough. We got some super chat love from Andre Diakonu, our pound for pound supporter of 2016 at our TBV appreciation night. He says, Ness, if you was Wilder's manager, would you do if Deontay for 18 and 19, 50-50 is reaching, I think? What would you do? I don't know. If I were Deontay? For 2018 and 19. I mean, look, dude, I don't even know who he could fight, bro. Like, everyone's essentially a AJ leftover now. He has to get Big Baby Miller, and Big Baby's not going to fight him. Big Baby's going to get a better offer to fight AJ. And even if it's financially not better, it's more titles on the line. And it's the more popular heavyweight, right? It's the true heavyweight, the one that beat the man that beat the man. Well, he really didn't beat the man. He actually beat the man that lost to the man. So I don't know how true of the heavyweight he is. Normally it goes down lineage, whoever beat the man, right? So that's really Tyson Fury. But technically, because of Fury being stripped, AJ's the man. So I don't know. It's difficult, man. It's difficult. I'm going to open up the phone lines so that we could get to some callers and we could chop it up back and forth. You guys give me your opinion. Obviously, we're looking for your immediate reaction. What did you think when you heard the news that Deontay Wilder was now back on his 50-50 stance, and that's the only way this fight is getting made? Really quick from the Super Chat, we got B. Paulie, the Super Chat King, says, just more buildup. We'll see the fight, and all this back and forth will make it a massive fight. Listen, man, let's hope, bro. I mean, shit, man. April is a long time away, in my opinion. You know what I mean? That's why Deontay and Finkel wanted it as the next fight, me being September, not April. Is it better build up? Maybe if they're going to do multiple city press tour, you know, they're going to do the old Mayweather Canelo, you know, press tour route. Yeah, that would be good. They're going to utilize all this empty space wisely, but they're not, because guess what? They do not have a contract in place that is signed. They don't have a deal that both parties are agreeing upon. So this dead space is going to be just that. It's going to be dead space. Instead of it being promotion time, you know, instead of it being buildup time.
Wanda, let's go, baby.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
We're going out to Australia, our alumni caller. It's literally another day over there in the down under.
No one can stop me, really.
My dog is big. Oh, there's a king croc right there. My dog is big. This croc has enough power in his jaws to whip my head right off.
You're gonna be the legend to become a legend.
Honestly, I'm bizarre and beautiful.
You're gonna be the legend to become a legend.
Hey, Ness. Thanks for the show early in the morning. At least here it is. I think it's not the as bad a move as you probably think, Ness. I think I think what he's done is just starting high to hopefully end up around the 40 mark, something like that. He knows that. And I think throughout the negotiations, we've seen that his team really is like kind of like the adult in a childish situation. You know, every time Eddie Hearn came up with his talking points and, you know, and he's a really talented guy, Eddie Hearn. You know how you call him Fast Cardi and he talks fast. He's actually quite talented. He can tell a lie and contradict it almost in the same sentence, really. He's quite a talented guy. But I think I have a little bit of faith in his team. And, you know, I really agree with the move he's made, to be honest. I think he deserves more after all this bullshit. He said he'd take the low money. He said he'd fly countries. Said yes to every single demand, and he still didn't get the fight. It's time for him to get paid, man, and I think he's well deserving of it. I hope he at least gets 40, and I hope we see a fight. But that's my call, and thanks for your work, man.
So your immediate reaction is you're okay with this one, Alex?
Well, I mean, look, I think that he's starting at 50 to hopefully end up just higher than he initially got. Like, he's got a flat fee offer. If he got offered 10% at this point on the back end, it'd be he's climbing upwards, if that makes sense. You know, he's making more money. But so I'm not extremely happy, because it gives Eddie more ammo to lie some more, you know, and just talk more rubbish in the media. But I just hope Deontay gets to where he wants to be, because, man, after all this crap, he really deserves the fight, really deserves the cash, and deserves the win, in my opinion, too, because he's the real man in this situation. So that's what I think, at least.
Well, all right, Alex, thank you for calling in all the way in Australia. Like you said, early in the morning over there, even though it's evening over here on the East Coast. If you're rocking with TBV, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. Quite a few of you tuned in. Not enough of you thumbing up. Hit that thumbs up button. Helps with the visibility of the show. Plus, you know, hey, man, the more interaction between you and I means the more I come back. As you can see, we've been doing daily shows because you guys have been showing your appreciation. So, you know, I want to continue it. This was supposed to be a morning show, but we wanted to wait for the later crowd, the evening crowd, you guys getting off work, so that we could get those phone calls. We're going back out to the super chat. We got Furious Moreno says, even though we waited years for Manny versus Floyd, this one feels more dragged out. And at this point, I don't care about it anymore, to be honest. Sent you a DM on TBV Instagram, new boxing game. Check it out. I definitely checked it out. You told me that little Chris Colbert is in there and a few others. I will see what we can do. Definitely send me another DM with some more ideas on how we could help, you know, the situation. Once again, you know the number to call in, 1-425-569-5241. We're looking for your immediate reaction on Deontay Wilder drawing a line in the sand saying, 50-50, split or no fight. What's your immediate reaction? Let's go out to the phone lines. We got Ja'Cory in Kentucky. Talk to me, my friend. Oh, you're killing me right now. I had you all set up. You're going to have to hang up and call back in, player. Hang up and call back in. Let's see what we got here. We're going out to the 646-256. 646-256. Who's this?
Yo.
BX? 646?
Yo.
Doggy, you don't hear me? I'm talking to you. The only guy on the phone saying yo. Fams, we're about to keep it moving on you. 646-256. Go on once. All right. We're moving on. We're going to the 248-408-248-408-248-408. First time caller. Who's this?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Ness, look, I don't know if you can hear me, but I can't hear the show. I'm on the phone right now, man, on the Blog Talk joint. I can't hear nothing. All I heard was the unmuted thing. So, shit together, man. You got that dial-up internet over there, man.
Well, we hear you clearly, buddy. I don't know what you talking about.
I can't hear nothing, bro. I don't know if you're talking. I know I heard you got me up. If you can hear me, mute me again.
Oh,
like right now.
Well, then you're muted. So now you know. So just go ahead and give us your call because we hear you fine.
Yeah, I can't hear you. I don't know what's going on. But I'll call back in a second. Fix the line though, man. Upgrade that internet.
Oh, blame it on me while you sound clear. I don't get it. But you could always call in on Skype. You know, add Nestor Gibbs on Skype. We're going to go down the line. Let's see what we got here. We got 270. Oh, this must be Ja'Cory again, right? Hello.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, this internet crazy.
I don't get him. I mean, we're hearing him fine. Let's go back out to Skype. We got Danny on Skype. Talk to me.
Is this me?
It is you.
Outstanding. Thank you for letting me on your show. I think it's fantastic, and I'm from UK. And I heard you wanted some UK callers to call in, so I was going to because I'm on Wilder's side, and I think it's all nonsense. I think Joshua's got absolutely no intentions whatsoever of making this fight. None. And I think Wilder wipes him out anyway completely. We're very little fuss.
What's your immediate reaction on Wilder's now new stance of this 50-50 thing, though?
I think that it's just basically for interested in what I'll come back. But I don't think there were any negotiations going on anyway, because Alexander Povetkin said they were going to enforce his mandatory and they weren't going to take any step aside on it. And if that's the case with Povetkin, that means this fight was null and void from the start, because he'd either have to drop a belt or it won't be for all belts. So I don't think this is all panto. I think none of this is happening. I think this has been put out into media just to let us think that they're talking about it, when really they've sat around the table and said, we're not ready yet, we'll take it further down the line. But they can't tell us, the public, that because we're demanding it.
I hear you, man. I hear you. But don't you think this 50-50 is going to make it a lot more difficult to get this fight done? I mean, I'm sure you heard Barry Hearn's new interview today as well.
Yeah, I did on Sky.
He's echoing his son's sentiments exactly. I mean, he sounds just as blunt on the offer being still on the table and it not changing, you know, I mean, I believe he said that Wilder is being offered the chance of a lifetime, or Anthony Joshua is offering him the chance of a lifetime.
But when something sounds and looks too good to be true, it usually is. Why is Wilder getting $5 million for a warm-up fight? Why didn't Klitschko get $5 million for a warm-up fight? He needed it. So why is only Wilder can have a warm-up fight? It's too good to be true, isn't it? There must be a clause in there what's making it that he can't sign it. Otherwise, anybody would sign that contract, wouldn't they? It's guaranteed.
Yeah, well, the clause, you know what's the, you know what's the clause? The clause is if you take the $5 million to fight the tick over, as Eddie puts it, or Brazil, you're taking that $5 million to fight on DAZN.
But then if he takes it now, after a Povetkin fight, that fight could go up in value next time when they make it next year. So he'd be taking a fee now when the fight might make more, generate more revenue. And if he'd have waited for a different contract, he could have made more than what he's being offered now. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay.
No, it does. Like the more the more they fight, the more value they add to their matchup, the better they look. That's why we're demanding it now, is because Wilder looked vulnerable, came back from shit, and you know, got the win, and then Joshua didn't look as good as he normally does. So we're starting to say, you know what, we got to have this now before one of these guys get a loss, because we almost seen Wilder lose, and then we seen Joshua not get a knockout. So
is that bell means my time's up, won't it?
It did, my friend. But
thank you very much for letting me come on. Thank you.
No worries, brother. Stick around. We might get back to you since we're taking Skype callers right now. I'm actually gonna go back out to Blog Talk. I reconnected and we will see what you guys got. We got the 909-682. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
See, I knew it. It's their phone, man. Those guys are signed up to Metro PCS. Talk to me, brother. Okay, who's this? Well, where you calling from?
I think I'm calling from California, San Bernardino.
San Bernardino, and your name? You
know, I think that.
Your name, buddy.
Wilder is a good idea. You know, I think that the 50% is a good takeover from Wilder. You know, start building him up, start taking good fights, and start doing pay per views. You know what I'm saying? To see how much he's actually worth.
But Julio, who's he going to do a pay-per-view with if it's not Anthony Joshua, bro?
Hey, if you got Canelo fighting Bum, why not let Wilder fight whoever he wants to fight? See what he does, you know what I mean?
Because Canelo has a country?
100,000. Well, Wilder has a U.S.
I mean...
Well, yeah, I think it's a good move on this side. I mean, I think 50% is well, why not? Let him try it out. See what happens. And if it doesn't work and it folds, let him go back to 35%.
Well, all right. Julio in L.A., thank you for calling in, brother. We're going to go back out to Skype. We're going to go jumping back and forth. We got – looks like we got Javier on Skype. Talk to me.
What's up, Ness? What's up, Ness?
What's up, brother?
I mean, I'm trying to see if I heard this correct. You said Deontay should take the 15-5.
You're asking what I feel he should do?
Yeah, you said earlier you think he should take the 15-5 from Eddie, or take the five little tick over shit and then fight.
No. I was probably repeating something the last caller said, but my personal take, man, I mean. Look, if I'm Deontay, I think I could beat him. I'll take it. Especially now with the five, I'll take it. But the thing is, that five, I don't want it to be on DAZN, because who's going to watch him fight? Like, who's going to see it, right? But if you could get that five and you still could get the original 15 flat fee and you get your rematch clause, bro, take that shit and beat this guy. End their fucking reign and do what you got to do, because I know he ain't getting 50-50. That shit ain't happening. You know what I mean? Like, he's probably saying it like the last caller said, so that he could fall somewhere in the 35s or the 40s.
Yeah,
but we all know he ain't getting 50-50 unless fucking like I don't even know. There's no one that could come out of retirement and he fight him and make him popular enough. Like I don't see it, bro. I don't see it. I mean, unless you could tell me, like the last caller said, yo, say 50-50 and do pay-per-views like Canelo, but like with who? Who could Wilder do a pay-per-view with?
Fury. Off top, he can do it with Fury.
I mean, if Fury's going to sign that contract, Fury still wants one more tune-up after this August one.
That's fine. Deontay can get a tune-up in between that, too. Deontay can fight Brazil, anybody like that, and then go to Fury instead of taking the Joshua. I mean, Fury is just as big, I feel, in the UK. So if he takes the fight with Fury, I feel like Fury and Deontay could be a pay-per-view. If you market it right and get them in a press conference together, because Fury going to sell the shit and Deontay going to sell the shit. Them two together, I think.
I just don't think enough people remember Fury. And those that do, remember that fight with Vladimir was boring as fuck.
But Deontay ain't never had a boring fight, so.
That is true. And you got your classic white versus black. Man, listen, you got it, brother. I don't know. You could be right. I could be wrong.
Yeah, I don't like that 5-15 because I feel like it's semi-slave contract to Eddie because basically Eddie dictates all the terms.
Absolutely, he's dictating because he's putting him on the network that he wants. That's what that 5-15 is all about. Exactly. Now you got Deontay Wilder. Listen, now you got both heavyweights on the same network. You know how many subscriptions you get for DAZN?
Yeah, and I feel like that fuck up his relationship with Showtime too if you go to DAZN.
So your immediate reaction to the 50% before I get to some other callers?
I think he should. I thought it was smart. I mean, I feel like he can work it down a little bit, but I feel like it can keep him consistent around that area if they can stay there. I think he can get at least to probably about 40.
All right, brother. Well, thank you for calling in. Listen, guys, I need you to hit that thumbs up button. You know that I got to ask you to show the motherfucking love. Especially when I'm out here. We're going to go out to the 646-256. 646-256. Who's this?
Yo.
Yo, what's up, brother? Who's this?
50-50 split or no fight.
Can I get a name?
When I first seen
Can
that,
I get a name?
This is Miller.
Miller
this
from
is not my first time caller.
All right, well, I'm writing it down now. Bronx. Miller from the Bronx. We got you. Won't be forgotten. Yeah. I'm on point over here. Let's do it. So what you got for me, man? Immediate reaction to this 50-50 split.
The 50-50 split, when I first seen it, I felt like he don't really mean that shit. I feel like that was like just a reaction of his emotional standpoint to the whole thing. You know what I mean? Of this marinating, you know, even past the comm fight with Anthony. You know what I mean? He tired. I mean, that's just a statement. I feel like he still wants to fight. He ain't going to really be on some 50-50 shit. I think that's like he on some shit like, oh, fuck AJ for right now. I'm going to go out. That's why he's still on that 51-0. You know what I mean? He's saying fuck AJ for a minute. And on some real shit like the other callers are saying, I feel like he should go pay-per-view. He don't need to go pay-per-view
with who, though?
It doesn't matter. That's the thing. He gonna knock niggas out. That's
so,
what everybody.
So you want him to do 50,000, you know, like mean? Crawford?
50,000. He's not doing 50,000. He bigger than Broner and bigger than Canelo right now. Come on.
I don't know about Canelo, player. Canelo doing pay per views.
Well, I mean, he could get away with pay per views for the rest of his fight. We can't deny that. Like the dude is big, bro.
Doggy. If you was gonna do a pay per view. If you was going to do your first pay-per-view, it should have been with Luis Ortiz because at least people thought you could lose. Now, if it ain't AJ, AJ, nobody thinks you're going to lose. Who the fuck? Wilder's the favorite versus everybody, including AJ. Including AJ. But that's the only one. That's the only one where it might be split. You feel me? Or it might be 60-40, something like that. Or 51-51. 51-50, some shit. Some weird shit, I'm telling you. But it is.
At the same time, look at this. Look at this, though. At the same time, if he's doing pay-per-view, he could do one with Miller. Yeah, I mean, they could create some hype around their shit. You know, they got some
background.
Yeah,
but listen,
you know
come
what I mean?
On, man.
They do a couple,
you know Miller ain't
he
gonna.
He do a couple pay-per-views. He's going to. Wait, hold on. That's right, hold on. He do a couple pay-per-views. It don't matter. He going to get more than what he did on the regular shit. So his numbers is going to go up. So he's going to be worth more. You know what I mean? By the time AJ or Hearn or even talking about anything, he could fight Fury before Joshua fight him too. His value wouldn't go up. That's guaranteed. But all in all, I think the 50-50 split is just an emotional thing. You know,
hey,
what I mean?
Hey Miller,
he'll ease up off of that.
Miller, I just want to say thanks for calling in, but you know, Big Baby Miller will not fight Deontay before he fights Joshua. Come on, man. Nobody going for Deontay first. Brazil coming to Deontay after he went to fucking Joshua. Like, why not go for the big dog? Like, that's like not fighting Canelo and going after Triple G. Ain't nobody trying to do that. Like, why? They ain't trying to do that. Listen, it's way too many people, all right? So we're going to break this down to minute calls. I ain't going to do 30 seconds yet. I'm going to do minute calls each. So get your thoughts in order. While you guys hitting the thumbs up, we letting everybody else get their thoughts in order. It's 1 minute per call. Once your minute is up, you will be hearing.
Cut it.
So don't take that personal. You know, that's just part of the game. You feel me? It's just one of those days, you know? So don't take it personal. But at least you know that Ness GTO is...
Work.
All day, baby. We out here. We're going to go out to the Skype machine. We got Michael. Talk to me.
Oh. Hello?
Yes, sir.
All right. Hey, I just saw the news right now. Wada asking 50-50. First reaction is this dude is absolutely out of his freaking mind. Really? After the contract's on the table, now you decide to change it and ask for 50-50. I mean, does he really want the fight or does he not? I mean, I don't even know what to say about this. I'm just pissed off right now with Wilder. He's just fucking everybody around and he needs to sort it out. You know, I saw Floyd Mayweather on Fight Hype. He talked about De La Hoya fight and how he was pissed off because he knew it was the B-side, but he had to take Humble Pie and accept the offer that was given to him. Because at the end of the day, if he wants to be the man, he has to beat the man. And he realized that he won, and now he won $100 million later. And Wilder should do the same. If he wants to be the man, he has to beat the man. Sign the contract, fight Wilder. If he's confident, beat him, and then he'll be the man. So why is he delaying and doing all this shit? That's all I got to say. I was pissed off right now. I saw this, and I was like, whatever. Do you know what I mean? Buy pay-per-view for Brazil in the fight if you guys want that. Yeah, Brazil pay-per-view. Amazing. All right, I'm out.
All right, Michael, thank you for calling in. We're going out to the 850-544. Your name and where you're calling from.
Yo, this is James from the D.C. area. And first off, Nessa Gibbs, your price is way too high. You need to cut it. Second, this whole thing with the 50-50 by Deontay Wilder is no different than what he said on December 4th when he pretty much said 50-50 or no fight. That is on boxing scene, still on boxing scene. So in reference to him, as far as like this fight with Anthony Joshua, him and Finkel are making actions to prevent this fight from happening. And he should have signed that deal for $15 million.
And you said your name was James from D.C., right?
That is right.
All right, James. Well, thank you for your immediate reaction. Thank you for tuning in to TBV. And I don't know. I don't know what prices I got that are high, but I will try to cut it as soon as you hit that thumbs up button and drop us a 5-star review on iTunes because you enjoy the podcast. We're going out to the Skype machine to Marty Sway, former Patreon. What up, Marty Sway?
Yo, what's up, Ness? I just think that Wilder shouldn't be asking for 50%. I mean, AJ is the A-side. And, I mean, I don't know. I don't know why he's trying to ask for more. That's just going to make the fight harder to, you know, go down. When did he say that?
He said it Thursday in a partial interview with Brendan Shubbs. The interview comes out in 7 minutes on Showtime's YouTube channel on Below the Belt.
Yeah.
Yo, Marty Sway, you alive?
Yeah. I said the MMA guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll watch that. I'll check that out. But yeah, I really want this fight to happen, man. It's, it's definitely going to happen 2020. That's what I think. I think Wilder's going to fight Big Baby. He's going to fight Dillian White. And then Joshua's going to fight, what's his name, Dovetkin. And, yeah, that's what I think is going to happen.
Well, all right, Mighty Sway, thank you for calling in. We're going back out to the phone lines. We got, who do we got on the line? We're going out to the 4-0. Let's see here. My 404 is at. Damn, it's a lot. So we got 404-985. Uh-oh. He's back. I'm a little nervous, guys. I'm a little nervous. Could anyone in the chat guess who it could be calling from the ATL?
Head movement! Head movement! Head movement!
Yo, I'm making sure my head movement is right. I know this dude's coming with the heat. Chris, what up? You only got a minute.
What's good, Ness? Right back like I left something. Deontay. Does he want this fight? Does he not want this fight? And you know, I'm actually kind of proud of you today, Ness. I'm proud you asking the critical questions here. You sound critical, and you know, I'm glad that you're being introspective and trying to at least be objective. This dude Deontay is now asking for 50-50, which he knows can't happen. He keeps putting roadblocks in the way of the fight, and these fanboys keep cheering him on. And he's using this as an excuse to duck Anthony Joshua. Deontay Wilder is nothing but a girl. Will you keep asking her out for a date? And she say, yeah. And she say, no, not today. Not tomorrow. Not next weekend. It's the next weekend. I'll see you next weekend. The motherfucker is scared. And I'm glad you finally being objective. And let me tell you one last thing. I ain't no AJ fanboy either. When AJ was talking that bullshit about 2020 or 2019 or when I'm ready, I was on his ass too, and I called in. I'm a boxing fan, and I called his shit down the middle the way I see it. So I like the approach you're taking now, Ness. Keep it objective, and let's keep the shit rolling. That's my call.
Chris, thanks for calling in. We're going out to, what do we got here? All the way in Poland. We got Gabriel. Talk to me. Gabriel. Gabriel in Poland. Isn't it Poland? No? Yes, maybe so. Just listening. Going once. Going.
Yes. What's up? Originally from AC, by way of Poland. And I'm not going to take too much of your time. I just want to say this. Objectively speaking, we will never truly know the details. Only, you know, Shelly Finkel and obviously Matchroom, you know, Eddie Hearn, they know what the dealio is. Deontay Wilder and AJ, they know what the deal is. We'll really never know if you really want to put it out there like that. But if I had to choose, I would say it's AJ putting up the roadblock because he wants to make that bread, you know, as long as he can before he risks his title against the bomber. So that's it. Happy birthday. I'm out.
Peace. All right, brother. Well, thanks for calling in. And we're going to go out to my good friend in California.
Mr. Infojo.
This portion of the show we call In the Know, presented by my brother.
Yo. Hey, man, this shit is getting to be like a soap opera. The fucking up 2018, man. This was the most, this is the main fight I wanted to see this year to make sure that we top last year's fight. You know it. I know it, and everybody listening know it. Deontay Wilder is not going to get 50-50. This shit is dragging out too far now, man. He's not going to get 50-50. He's going to have to take less money. We all know that. Go over there, kick his ass, and then he be in the driver's seat. He's not in the power of position right now. He knows it, we know it, and you know it. He has to take less for right now. If he go over there and kick his ass, he'll be the fucking man. He can get whatever he wants. They both need each other right now. I don't care who else they both beat. It will still be the question is who will win out of the two. I'm pissed off right now, man. This shit pisses me off even more because it's going to drag it out even more, him staying 50-50 because he's not going to get it. And we ain't going to get the fight this year. And I'm pissed off, man. That's my call.
Joe, man, thanks for calling in, brother. Always good to have you on the show. We're going out to Super Chat King, Paulie B in Michigan. Talk to me.
You know what time it is. What's up, Ness, man?
What's up, brother?
What up, man? What's going on? Your phone, hey, your phone was messing up earlier, man. You got that dial-up internet, man.
I never even heard of dial-up.
Nah, I'm messing with you, man. Shout out to TBV. Listen, man, I'm like you. With that $15 and $5 million deal, I was straight up like, he trying to put him on the zone, man. It sounded like a little janky deal. It sounded like he trying to get some balls because Wilder came with the $50 million. So he trying to end it with a little, you can make $50 million, you can make $15 and $5 million, and then you can make $20 million. And shut your ass up, Eddie Hearn. But listen. One thing about this Wilder shit people ain't talking about with the 50% thing is just like before, that boy Eddie Hearn is allergic to percentages. He don't want nobody in the books. Y'all got to wake up, man. When Wilder say 50%, that's pulling Eddie's card. That's his kryptonite. He do not want to see percentages. And I don't get into the money like that, but that's a fact. I don't know no fight. No main fight, no major fight. Eddie Hearn done put in where percentages was broke up. That dude don't want nobody in the books. So I just think that was a good move by Wilder to kind of call Eddie's bluff on that because he do not want percentages. The fight going to happen. This is part of the buildup. We go see it, and when we see it, Wilder going to knock that boy out. He going to knock that boy clean out. But shout out TBV, Ness, Super Chat Champ, man. It's your boy B. Paulie. I'm out.
Hey, Paulie, thanks for calling in. We're going down the line. We got Freddie in PA. Talk to me.
Yo, me?
It is you, Freddie.
Yo, it's Freddie Fuego from Philly.
Freddie Fuego, we got you.
Yeah, what's up? Yeah, listen, this fight ain't going to worry about no percentages because AJ ain't going to get past Povetkin. Povetkin's going to knock him out in the ninth round. He's underestimating Povetkin. He thinks that's the same Povetkin. Look, it when Povetkin fought Klitschko, Klitschko was in his prime. Povetkin since then has been notoriously known to be on PEDs. It's not the same fighter. He's thinking he's going in there with the same game plan. And Povetkin, he ain't going to be able to keep Povetkin from digging inside. Povetkin's going to come inside and knock him out. Look at his resume. He hurt everybody that got in the ring with him. Hospitalized those boys.
Freddie.
AJ lost.
Freddie Fuego and PA, thanks for calling in. Remember, we're giving everybody a minute. It is a spontaneous show. Phone lines are jam-packed. Everybody wants to give their immediate reaction. People all over the world calling in. We're going out to the Super Chat. We got Andre Diakon with the Pound for Pound 2016 supporter for TBV says, time for Espinoza and Showtime to give Wilder a multi-year deal, appreciation deal to avoid the zone possibilities. We got another Super Chat coming from Matt Wade says, sorry, Ness. Callers are attempting to turn the show into a joke. Number one in their right mind thinks Wilder's a duck, $50 million, and that's just one roadblock? Hashtag joke. I didn't get that one. That one went over my head. I'm sorry. Follow up with another one. I gotcha. Let's go. Let me see here. We got Jakati. Talk to me. On Skype. Jakari, you got to mute yourself or unmute yourself. You rocking out with us or what? Going once. Jakari on Skype. Mackie, Jakari Mackie, Jakari Mackie, going once, going twice. Skype, I'm out of here. Coming back to the phone lines, who do we got? We got T-Dub in St. Louis. Talk to me.
Yo, yo, this me?
It's you, T-Dub in the Lou. Holla.
Oh, man, what's going on, dog? Hey, on the whole 50-50, listen, man. Ness, I get where Wilder's coming from because the guy was like a gymnast. He bent over backwards to make this fight happen now. 15 million flat, fighting in the UK, fighting in AJ's baby mama basement, anywhere. And he felt like, damn, they still trying to play me? And now they want to pay me $5 million to help them boost the zone in the USA? So I understand where he's coming from about the 50-50 split. You know, I don't believe it's going to happen, but I do believe, you know, Ness, it's like you're taking a girl out on a date, right? You're doing everything to wine and dine her. You say you're buying a cake, you're buying a wine, hey, you movies, and she still ain't put out. You're like, man, fuck that. Next time we get up, either you coming straight to the house or we ain't going out. I'm tired of playing games with you. So basically, you know, man, she's like, I'm tired of playing games with him.
I hear you, brother. Well, thank you for calling.
Cut it.
We're going to go down the line. We got John Wolf from Louisiana. Talk to me.
Yeah, I'm happy about the saying 50-50 because he wants to let Joshua know he's bringing something to the table too. And if he can't get the fight with AJ, he should fight Brazil to let Fury get the tune-up, then fight Fury on pay-per-view in the UK so he gets in front of that audience. I mean, you guys will keep letting them mess him around. Like that. A few calls ago, somebody was talking about dating women. I mean, how many women going to go on a date when you say, yeah, I'm going to bring you to the fancy restaurant, but first we got to eat off the dollar menu. Then we go to the fancy restaurant, all we can eat is appetizers. It's just not going to work. Sooner or later, AJ go have to get in the ring with Wilder and get put to sleep. That's my call.
Well, all right, John. Thank you for calling in. We're going out to Boston, 508-373. Who's this?
Nigga, the landlord, not even a fucking inch up in here, huh?
Well, you got
no
two numbers.
For you.
You got two numbers. Where's your 963 number?
I got number? Two numbers. Listen, brother.
All right, bro. So you got to be consistent. You got to be consistent, bro.
Why? I only got a minute, brother.
Bro, I'd bro. Like to reach bro, out. You about to lose minutes. You about to lose minutes because you're talking over me.
Listen, man, we got to find a middle ground here, but 50% is not it. We're being attacked, baby. We're being attacked. The fuck is going on? This divide between Wilder and the AJ, we're killing each other in this fucking chair. That shit is sickening. I'm tired of it, baby. I want to wave the fucking white flag. But this nigga got to understand that he cannot ask for no 50. Hell no. Man, listen, you want pounding your shit on some WWE shit tonight, huh? Today you chill and mellow the fuck out. You see in the light, too.
Who,
the
me?
The other side playing you.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Nah, bro, I'm just producing my show.
I'm producing my show.
I like to give people their names, so I'm going down my caller list, adding the names as I talk to you. That's all. So I ain't got time to
oh
be like.
Oh my God, you like to waste time, you know what I'm saying? You don't got time to waste.
I ain't got
we
time
can
to
still
argue.
Put this shit together. Ness, we still can put this shit together.
We
stop
can't put it together. We can't put it together. We can't put it together. We can't put it together.
Listen,
you don't value. You
no
don't
50.
Value. You don't value Deontay. You don't value Deontay, and that's why he's asking for 50-50. So the fight never can happen. So the fight.
Now.
Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. You remember? You remember?
Alexander.
Do you remember
listen,
how you felt? Do you remember how you felt when Pacquiao and Mayweather didn't fight for 6 and 7 years? That's how you're gonna feel. Because now he wants what he wants, and now we really ain't getting it. It's that simple now.
Man, talking to you is talking to a goddamn rock, brother. The other caller did it before me. Shout out to him. I forgot his name. And info Joe Everybody support, donate, and let's try to get together here. Cause I'm tired of this bullshit and fucking it with
too late. Too late for kumbayas. Too late for kumbayas. When you disrespect a man consistently and publicly, you fucking degrading him, making him look like he's less of a champion. Like that's how Eddie Hearn. That's how Eddie Hearn wants to make this fight. By saying, oh, AJ can fight anybody. And yeah, that other guy, he's just a bell holder. He ain't fight nobody. The guy he fought is old. Like, that's how you build up a fight? By degrading the other champion? No. That other champion is putting value on himself by saying 50-50. Now, the world is going crazy because now they know it ain't going to happen. Now we in that Mayweather-Pacquiao scenario all over again and y'all upset. Well, don't get upset. Half a million on my neck. I'm upset. Yo, he want that 50-50 split, and you upset. B. Paulie, I want to see B. Paulie in the super chat. He's also our super chat king, says, I want to see Wilder commentate at the KSI versus Logan Paul fight. Hashtag Paulie Promotions. We got another super chat coming from Texas. We got our very own JD, who we actually got to give some trucker love to. Be careful on that road, JD. He's saying, Wilder lost all respect for AJ. We all know what happens when you fight a man you don't respect. Punching emojis, left, right. And, you know, left, right, uppercut, KO, AJ will sleep.
Call me now.
You know the number to call in, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time to voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. We're looking for your immediate reaction to Wilder drawing that line in the sand saying, hey, 50-50 or no fight, I'm going 51-0. I don't need you. I'll create my own legacy. But guess what? Ness needs you. I need your thumbs up. Hit that thumbs up button and show me that you love what I'm doing out here, that you want to see me back every day. I mean, look, I'm damn near 24-hour station here. So show the love. Like, come on. All right. Who do we got to go to? We going to the 645. Wait, I think I had you pulled up. Sorry. Where are we? Yes, 404-645. First time caller, who's this?
Hey, man, what's going on with you, Ness?
What's up, brother? What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, man, it's Jay. I'm on the road, man. I'm on 75 South, but I'm out of Atlanta. Give me some trucker love, man.
For sure, bro. Jay from Atlanta. Be safe, Jay. Be safe on that road. Now, give us your immediate reaction. Deontay Wilder wants 50-50 split or no fight.
Man, I just think, you know, I've been listening to the negotiations and pretty much been listening to the whole thing. I just, you know, after a while, man, I think, you know, the brother's just tired of being played with. You know, I see the passion. I see the passion that comes with his whole package, man, you know, and I'm definitely a Deontay Wilder fan, but I'm a, you know, fan of boxing as well. I just think he's tired of being played with, man. You know, all of the, you know, moving the goalposts and moving the goal line. It's just, it's just enough is enough. And I think, you know, he said that out of frustration. And he may very well be, you know, dead serious about, you know, 50-50 or no fight, man, because of, you know, just being played with.
Well, all right. Thank you for calling in. Jay, the trucker from ATL, we got you down and we won't let you down. We will introduce you next time around by your name. We're going out to Kai in LA. Talk to me.
What's up, Ness?
What's up, brother?
Hey, look, brother, I'm rolling with Wilder all the way on this one, bro. He did everything he could to try to make that fight happen, bro. You can't offer somebody $50 million, then turn around and set 15 flat, you know what I'm saying, and the dude still don't make the fight. See, the thing is, Hearn knew he wasn't going to fight Wilder next anyway. That's the reason why he ain't putting no damn date on that damn contract. See, he's still talking about this April shit now. You know what I'm saying? So, all in all, he ain't planning on fighting Wilder until next year any damn way. You know what I'm saying? So, Wilder all the way, 50-50. Anybody thinks less than that is a fool, because you can't heat a true champ any damn way. AJ made up champ. Wilder is the real champ. WBC belt is the real belt, period. And I'm out.
Well, all right, brother. Well, thank you for calling in. We're going out to Marcus in D.C. Marcus, talk to me.
Marcus. Yo, what's good, Boxer Voice? Yo, man, when you reach for the moon, you get the stars. He's supposed to tell him he won 50-50. You know what I'm saying? Whether he get it or not, it's not even relevant. The whole point is that he got to set the star. He got to set the bar and then chip up to the moon. You know, that way if it fails, it goes to the stars. And that at the least is 60-40. You know what I'm saying? I take it that we know what the promotion is going to be from this point on. Everybody's talking about this fight from now until April. So people are going to be tuned in to both interim fights, and people are going to be tuned in to see the negotiations after both fights in the fall. I mean, like I said, it's just good. It's good. It's good promotion on both sides right now at this point. But I don't think, I could be wrong, I don't think the champ walks away from that fight even if it's 60-40. And I think he did the right thing by putting it out there like that. Like, hey, man, I'm only was going to take $15 million to make that fight. But if y'all going to move on, and we're going to get into some real live 9-month negotiation, then that's exactly what we're going to do. So anybody who's sitting out here like, oh, he got to get the 50, come on, y'all, come on, stop, man. This is a bargain. I don't want people to understand. Like, nobody just gives you a deal and you just take it. It's an invitation to make an offer. So if I say 50, you say 30. If you say 30, I say 45. You say 35. By the time we end up where we both want to be. I don't understand why that's so hard for everybody calling in with tripping and shit. The fight going to happen. The man going to get more money than he was going willing to set the first fight. And the outcome still going to be the same. Straight hand slam down the middle. AJ stiff ass falling, stumbling. While they're doing that wild ass dance at Clobber.
Joshua, New Orleans. Really quick, let me go out to the super chat. Thank you for all the super chat love, guys. And thank you for the patience on the phone lines. I am DJing, producing, doing it all. But it feels good. Feels damn good. Javier Dudley. Oh, Javier, also from Skype. He says 920,000 Instagram followers for Deontay is popular as hell, Ness. He just needs half, and that's a successful pay-per-view. He is the most popular in the U.S. by far. I agree, but Instagram followers don't translate to pay-per-view buyers. You're saying half of his followers buy the pay-per-view, and he's good. You're right. It would be good if we can actually convert those followers into pay-per-view buying customers. But thank you, Javier, with the super chat. Going back out to the super chat, we got Matt Wade says, AJ fans talk contract. Wilder fans talk fight facts. Ooh. I like it. I like it. All right, let's get back out to the phone lines. We were in Marcus with DC. We're going out to Joshua, not Anthony, in New Orleans. Talk to me.
Yeah, no, nothing close to Anthony and Joshua. Good show going on. I do like some of your super checks. I did point out how some of these clowns call in, and with that British accent, most of them, and some of them you will hear, they're just talking crazy. My media reaction to hearing Deontay Wilder, I was like, why is he still talking about it? Honestly, after listening to Marcus before me, how he gave another perspective. The man need to put himself on the highest standard and just leave it at that. And next time they pick it up, leave it right where it's at. I think Deontay Wilder should focus directly on his career, build his profile. If you're rolling with Showtime put their money in him. I think this have opened him up to a larger audience, and they can really start building him so he can get ready to collect that money. Anthony Joshua and Eddie Hearn plan on not fighting Deontay Wilder. So no matter what money he accepts, even if he has to take a low pay cut, it's going to be hard because I don't even think they want to fight the dude. So even if the contract got signed and what have you, it would have been something else. So I don't ever think this fight will happen. I'm actually hoping Joshua,
thank you for calling in. We know we're giving out a minute to each. We got to get to Marcus in Phoenix. Talk to me.
What up, Ness? What up, what up, what up? It's your boy, Marcus Los Great, here to give you what you want.
here to give you what you need. My immediate reaction. Dante Wilder, that is a beautiful thing that you just did. He's basically doing the same thing that Floyd Money Mayweather did. Basically taking control of the tempo at this point. Go ahead and set it at 50%. You know what I'm saying? Because by the time that they finally fight, this man is going to be in the driver's seat. This man is going to basically be the cash cow that now Anthony Joshua is. People aren't going to see this. They're going to call me foolish. All I'm going to say is this is my time. We'll see in due time. I'm out.
Well, all right, brother. Well, thank you for calling in. Marcus in Phoenix, thanks for calling in. We're going to go out to some alumni callers here. Don't forget to head on over to patreon.com/theboxingvoice and become an alumni. Get yourself a ringer status, boomerang status, maybe a TBV only shirt. And don't forget to keep calling in. I mean, it's absolutely free to call in, and you need nothing to earn yourself an intro. Just be a great caller. Ale Kumbaye, Ale Kumbaye. Thank God
that nigga's seen another day. What's good with you, Ness?
What up?
Look, I think this, I don't blame Wilder for the 50 million. I mean, 50-50, because I agree with the guy from Atlanta. I feel his frustration. I mean, he tried to take less. He was really trying to make this fight. And he even tried to get AJ's bitch ass 50 million. Everybody's talking about this 50-50, but what about before the 50-50? AJ denied Wilder to come into the ring after the Parker fight. He was there. He had enough of the bullshit. He was trying to go in the ring and call him out in front of his UK fans. And what does AJ do? Says no, he has security ready to, you know, stop Wilder from walking in the ring like a fucking faggot. But a lot of people don't want to talk about this. That's not what real men do. Real men let the guys who want to fight him come into the ring. That's any man. This guy's a fucking coward. It's been a fucking script from the jump. They already had Povetkin lined up. They didn't believe Wilder would take the less money, so they tried to throw him a low ball. Now they found another way to fucking not let Wilder sign the fight. It's all bullshit, man. They all know Wilder wants to fight. They just want to wait till 2019, 2020 or beyond. Like AJ said, he won't fight Wilder until he's in position to win. These are facts on what his bitch ass said. And that's my call.
Hmm. Well, Ali, thank you for calling in. Rod, North Carolina. Hard to follow that, Rod. Do your best.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to follow that, but he's totally right about that. You know what I'm saying? Deontay been bending over backwards trying to get a deal. So set the standard where you want it at. Because you know what? People saying that, well, Deontay don't really want no fight. They weren't going to fight his ass no damn way. Joshua going to fight three fights before he even look at Deontay Wilder. He's going to fight Povetkin between Dillian White, Parker, and Big Baby. One of those three will be next, and then Tyson Fury. And then he'll come on over to Deontay Wilder. So go ahead and have the standard set at 50-50 when you get that fight. They don't want to fight him anyway. That's my call.
Rod, thanks for calling in. We're going out to Hurricane Ray in Miami. Talk to me.
Yo, what's good, Ness? Hey, I'm not an alumni yet, man. For real? In a minute. I've been calling into the show. But if I haven't, let me know what I need to do to become an alumni.
Well, Dollar DiBiase is the one that handles the intros. I actually got his little thing right here, so thanks for bringing it up.
What it do, TBV family? It's your boy Dollar. If you want to be like you heard on the show, hit me up on Instagram at Dollar DiBiase. That's DOLLA_DIBIASE. Let's get it.
Take it away, Ray.
All right, good one, man. Hey, listen, man. Yo, Ness, why isn't anybody talking about the fact that Hearn used the AJ and Wilder in order to get that Matchroom boxing deal done? I mean, am I wrong for thinking that? Please shed some light on that, because I think
you need to elaborate a little bit more. What do you mean he used, like, I don't, what
well,
do you
I, Well, I feel that AJ and Hearn used or, you know, pitched to Matchroom Boxing the greatest event in the heavy in of the world, which is the heavy weight title between AJ and Wilder, and the possible rematch or even trilogy. You know, that you can imagine the amount of money that's going to generate when it's all said and done, and if it happens. But to me, I feel like they used Wilder as a promotional tool to get that contract signed. You know, and I know the 50% is a large amount that he's asking for. Maybe he's not at that point where he could ask for that 50% cut. But man, if he positions himself for the WBA, WBO, and the IBF mandatory, then there's no escape for AJ to fight. And I think that's the road that he needs to pursue to become the mandatory and eliminate everybody else from that spectrum, and put himself in the position to request that 50% and legitimately have it. I think eventually the pressure is going to come down from the investors and the Zone Boxing. I hope it does good, but honestly, you know, it's not going to do as great if you don't have the big fights. And he hasn't signed anybody yet. Everybody's shying away from him. So what does he have? He's going to be forced in the corner where he can cut it.
Scott, Oklahoma, take it away.
What's good, Ness, man? Look, let me keep this really short. I commend Wilder on what he's doing, but I think me personally, I'm trying to figure out what is AJ doing? Like, why is he having came out both for himself, not hide behind his promoter, come out, at least talk about the Povetkin fight? Like, he's just been quiet ever since he made the reference on the 50 million and why he wants to bring the fight to the UK. He's been completely silent. It's all been Eddie Hearn. And honestly, it's making it seem like he's just a puppet. Honestly, he needs to get out and speak whatever truth that he has about this whole situation, because he just lost his American fan base.
Well, thank you, my friend, for calling in. Scott in Oklahoma. We're going out to, we got some Skype callers here. We got Stefan. Talk to me. What's your immediate reaction, Stefan? Deontay draws a line in the sand, 50-50 or no fight? Going once? Twice? All right, we're going to Keon. Talk to me.
Yo, yo, yo.
Where are you calling in from, my friend?
London, Brick City, London.
Nice. Yo, you know, I'm from Newark, New Jersey, which is known as the Brick City, so we already doing good. Hopefully you don't say you're an AJ fan. Nah, I'm joking. Go for it.
Nah, I've been watching the show for years, been respecting it, man. First time, about time. But, yeah, like I said, it's Wilder. You can't go with the 50 million. They both of them need each other. So I think Wilder needs to drop the attitude, drop the ego, and go in. If he's gonna have to beat the man, go and beat AJ, and then you can call the shots and be the A side. But you can't go in and ask 50 minutes. It's not gonna work. Just gonna be another Pacquiao Mayweather. So just go in there, try and beat him. If you can't, you know, it's just gonna have to go that way, or it's gonna stall. That's what I got to say.
Well, all right, Ken. Stefan, you ready?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Come on, man. If you can't see that Deontay doesn't want this fight, it's unbelievable, mate. This guy, how can you command and say you want 50%? Come on, Ness. You got to stop defending him. Hello?
I'm just here, brother. I'm just on the show. Like, Ness, you know, I'm just reporting.
Ness, when are you going to stop defending this guy? Come on. I'm sure he won't stop you at his camps. Come on, man. This is ridiculous. 50%. Come on. This guy, he's not made anywhere near this, and he's trying to make himself an A-side now.
90 seconds.
Like I said yesterday, he's used Deontay Wilder's name and piggybanked on it. I mean, he's used Joshua's name to piggybank himself. But what? He's going to get to 51 fights fighting who?
I don't know who he's going to make it with, Stefan. I don't know.
There's going to look, he's going to have no names on his resume. You can't go and pass Floyd Mayweather with
60 seconds.
Stefan, man, thanks for calling in. We're going out to 908-414. 908-414. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Yo, it's your boy Stunner calling out of Jersey. What's good?
Stunner.
All right. I want to drop some facts on y'all. First, let's talk about Klitschko and Joshua. If y'all remember when Klitschko and Joshua fought, it was a 50-50 split. Now, Klitschko is a guy who, before he fought Joshua, got knocked out 4 or 5 times and lost his previous fight. Joshua was a guy who had, like, what, 16, 17 fights and just beat Eric Molina. So why the fuck did Joshua get a 50-50 split with Klitschko? You don't want to answer that. So the guy who got knocked out 5 times does a 50-50 split with a guy who just beat Eric.
10 seconds.
Fucking 40-0 doesn't get a 50-50 split. And another thing, I hear y'all always like to bring up that Wilder avoided Klitschko. You like to bring up what Shelley Finkel said. Well, let me give you a piece of fact. You could type this on Google. Why didn't Klitschko Vermain Stavern on Google? You're going to see an ESPN article. In that ESPN article, Klitschko himself states that he was willing to kill his fight with Pulev just to fight Vermain. He was the WBC champion. Now, when Wilder fought and beat Vermain, and they went to Klitschko and asked him about Deontay Wilder, what did Vladimir Klitschko say? He said Deontay Wilder needs to step up his competition. So you are willing to fight Vermain Stavern. Wilder beat Vermain Stavern's ass, and Wilder needs to step up his competition. Just needed to drop some back.
Cut it. Stunner, thanks for calling in. Gary, Dallas, talk to me.
I just want to say, Wilder saying he wants 50-50, completely reasonable. If I were Wilder, just as a principle of the matter, I wouldn't work with Eddie Hearn if he offered me $1 billion. And I'm being serious. There's other fights, there's other ways that Wilder can make big money. He doesn't need Eddie Hearn. What after what Eddie Hearn did to me for the last 3 months was nothing but lies and dragging me through the mud. I wouldn't work with him for $1 billion, and that's my call.
Gary, thanks for calling in. We got some super chat love from Paulie B saying, even Clarissa Shields invited old girl Christina Hammer into the ring, but she was already behind her. Clarissa got more balls than AJ. And another super chat from Matt Wade says, quotes, give me 50 mil. I'll sign the fight tomorrow. Double emoji clown face. We're going out to the 908. No, we just went to you, didn't we? Yes, we did. We just went to you. We're going out to the 443-825.
443-825.
Lower your radio in the background. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Yes, who's this? Where are you calling from?
This is UB.
UB?
UB, I'm calling from Baltimore, Maryland.
From yes. Baltimore. All right. Talk to me.
All right, let me make this real fast and real quick. Everybody's talking about these cats, I don't even listen to them because they don't know boxing. First of all, if you know Joshua history, he ain't afraid of nobody. He put people that talk shit like Wilder on their ass. First, second of all, is business, and I'm glad he's taken away from Mayweather. Wilder is a bum. Let me ask y'all, name 3 people that's credible that Wilder fought. Nobody. Bumps. AJ has sucking out every champion. Wilder is just trying to play that little sport black kid. He ain't fighting nobody. Step your profile up. Second of all, let me make this clear right there. The last fight he fought, when he stepped his game up, Wilder, he lost. According to the rules, Wilder wasn't throwing shit. So instead of him going back and saying, I could get better like AJ always do, he said, he's talking shit. Shut the fuck up. You lost that fight because you weren't doing nothing. I stepped his game off. AJ is going to fuck that kid up. I don't got no respect for Wilder now because he's a bum. He ain't fought nobody. AJ is the shit. If I was AJ, let his ass sit down. He's the B side trying to play 50 million for the A side. That fight in UK, those people are doing things. They're making records. All right? Wilder is sponsoring these American cats, and I'm an American, I'm proud of that. But he's sponsoring us.
Whoa, bringing that heat. That was UB from Baltimore. We got you down, baby. So we definitely will be addressing you by name moving forward. Great call. Great energy. That is what we're looking for around here. We're going out to the 441-591. 441-591. Your name, where are you calling from?
Oliver from Bermuda.
Oliver from Bermuda?
Yes.
All right, talk to me.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Well, it's one question. Can you do a purse bid for a unification bout?
Nah, I mean, only if Wilder gets in his sanctioning body, and then it'll be only one belt anyway. It'll never be for all.
Well, regardless if you're AJ fan or a Wilder fan, everyone always likes to talk this about business. At the end of the day, Team Wilder was able to bring more money to the table, regardless of how many seats they sell. So if everyone has a really big issue with Wilder demanding 50%, they should have more of a problem with Eddie Hearn and Joshua only giving him a flat seat. So I really like UK fans. They're very supportive of their fighters, but at the same time, they have to hold their fighters accountable. Because when Wilder wanted to get in the ring, their whole excuse was they don't want to negotiate fights while they're trying to take care of another fight. But right now, Eddie Hearn is offering Deontay Wilder, you know, a fight in the future, two fights in the future, while, you know, the date and the venue,
We're going out to Ron, our mastermind. What's going on, Ron?
Hey, what's up? Hey, make it quick. I'll ask some little fun questions. So I do so for Deontay for the 50-50, but he'll probably have to obviously lower it if he really wants to get the fight. But there's two things I want everyone in the chat to think about. The first thing is, if Deontay fought in the UK and an Anthony Joshua fought in the US, how well would they do if, like, AJ fought here? What would his numbers look like? How would he do on, like, Showtime, HBO? And then think about how Deontay Wilder would do in the UK. Just think about it. All right. Now, my personal opinion is, if this fight doesn't happen, he's going to have to do what Manny Pacquiao did. And he's going to have to fight similar or same opponents like when Pacquiao fought Mayweather and beat them a little bit more violently. I think if he maybe knocks out Joseph Parker, gets some way, some type of fight with that, and he destroys them, that would bring a lot more interest. And I think that would probably get people to understand the value of these fighters. So, but that's it. Good show. Take care, Ness.
Ron, thanks for calling in. We're going out to, that was BA. We're going out to 442. Damn, he's not even available, right? That's like Machine Gun Kelly. Yep. All right, we got the, let me see here. This is a new one. It sure is. 504-249. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Name, where are you calling from?
You can hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yeah, I hear you. Where
I just want to see. That's Dion.
What's your name? Where are you calling from,
sir? Dion calling from New Orleans.
Dion from New Orleans. Talk to me.
Now, this man offered him $50 million. $50 million, and he refused it. I mean, I don't understand it. If you refuse $50 million, I would have just turned my back right there. But, I mean, he's still giving him a shot at 50-50. I see fucking to keep it moving. If he don't want the 50-50, fucking. I mean, and for all those people talking about who he going to fight next, they're in the same division. Both of them in the heavyweight division. The same people he going to fight. So that's all I had to see. $50 million, you turn it down?
fuck you.
Well, all right.
That's all I got to say.
Thank you for calling in, my friend from the New Orleans. Remember to hit that thumbs up button. We're going to head on out to the Super Chat. Looks like we got some more Super Chats. What do we got here? We got B. Paulie back saying, calm down, caller. He sounds like AJ's ex-boyfriend. Oh, that must have been UB from Baltimore. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So let's see. We got Dominic in Seattle. Did I ever get to you? Holy shit. Dominic, did I get to you?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, did I get to you?
No, you haven't got to me.
Shit, man. Go for it.
No, you haven't. Yeah, so like real talk, I'm dead ass tired of these UK fans getting on here with, you know, these coon niggas talking about AJ this, AJ that. I respect AJ as a fighter, but he's famous in his country. And this is just a country battle, I feel like. If Deontay gets it out here, he'll have more privilege. If AJ gets it out there, he'll have more privilege. He can use his little refs that untie his little hand, his little bands on his hand, all that stuff. But back to the same thing I said yesterday, Deontay needs to promote himself a little bit more better. I'm tired of this Instagram talking videos, YouTube stuff. Like, he needs to be out there, like I said yesterday. He needs to be out there. He needs to start going to games. How the fuck Anthony Joshua goes to the finals and Deontay don't? Like, put your face on TV. Like, I don't see him nowhere out here. Nobody knows about Deontay Wilder.
Cut it. Dominic, thanks for calling in. We're going out to the 954-793. 954-793. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hey, what's going on? This Kev.
This Pluck. Who? You got to get off the speaker.
Kevin.
We can't hear you, brother. I'm going to have to let you go if you don't get off the speaker, brother. What are you going to do?
Yeah. I'm here.
What's your name?
Kevin.
Kev, where are you calling in from?
What's up? I'm calling from Miami.
Miami. Talk to me, brother.
Yeah, I just feel like they need to stop the back and forth and just make the fight happen, you know. I feel like Eddie and AJ, they're just trying to milk it up. You didn't hear AJ speak for himself. So, but yeah, that's it. They just need to make the fight.
Well, all right. Kev in Miami, man. Thank you for calling in. What do we got here? We got to go up to. Got a lot of callers, bro. A lot of callers. Looks like Baltimore. All right. I'm just trying to see if we got him already on the list. Taking a little longer through the scroll. Let's see here. Yep. All right. So, that's BA. So we got to UB. We got the U. We got to go to the 424. 424-223-424. You eliminated yourself. We're going down to the 323-570. 323-570. Name, where are you calling from?
This is Daniel from the phone.
Daniel from Los Angeles?
Yeah, how you doing?
We're good, brother. Talk to me.
I'm going to try to be a little bit non-biased with my opinion here and say that when the show started, Eddie Hearn, he stated how unpopular Wilder was in the UK, and on the other side of the pond, they were saying no one knows AJ. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a collusion to build followings on both sides of the pond to make this whole spectacle that one bit larger. Unfortunately, you know, looking at the chat and stuff, it's
creating a lot of hate.
Try and speak into the microphone, my friend. You got a lot of like background noise. Try and speak directly into the microphone, please.
Sorry, Ness. Yeah, so I was saying that I wouldn't be surprised if there's collusion on both sides of the promotion to build both of these names on opposite sides of the pond. Because, you know, they need each other at the end of the day. It's disappointing that the fight hasn't been made. I think no wonder who you love or who you hate. We want to see the fight. And to be honest with you, like, I wouldn't be surprised if this does happen next summer. I don't see it happening this year. And I think, you know, they're both, it's a constant effort to build fan bases on both sides of the pond.
Well, all right, my friend. Thank you for calling in. We're going to go to the 909-379-909-379. Hello, 909-379. You talking? 909-379. Going once, twice. Gracias. That's it. It's time to wrap it up. He hooked us up. We out of here. Final thoughts time. Final thoughts. Man, looks like the public doesn't mind it. Deontay said 50-50. That's what's crazy. I didn't expect that one at all. They ride, and the public is riding with the champ. That's what it's looking like. That's what it's looking like. I mean, that's what the callers are saying. I know the chat has a different thing, but then again, the chat is international.
Bomb squad!
Even though the callers are international, too, with Skype and some of these guys. I mean, look, that guy was, what was that? What he said his name was? He was said somebody from L.A., but he sounded like he was from the U.K. Right? He had the accent. He's definitely living here in the U.S. So, yeah, man. Final thoughts is I'm shocked. I'm shocked that the public didn't react negatively to Wilder and his stance on 50-50 split. And I can't wait to see what's next in terms of an actual fight, man. Like, we need an announcement at this point. We need a fight. Like, that's it. AJ has a fight. So Wilder, the best thing he could do now is announce one himself. So that, you know, we're not still talking about failed negotiations between he and AJ while simultaneously talking about AJ and a pretty big fight with Povetkin, because it's not like any of us think that's a bad fight. Is AJ the favorite? Yeah, probably. But we don't think it's a bad fight. I know I do not. I think it's a good fight. I can't wait to do it. And what I mean by that is obviously live fight chat or immediate reaction show. I am your host, Nestor Gibson. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at NessGTO. And don't forget to hit that thumbs up button right now. Do it now. Or future, present, past, doesn't matter. Helps with the visibility of the show. Helps me and the other guys know what it is you like, what type of content we need to continue to bring you, what topics you guys enjoy, you know. So drop some info in the comment section below. And, yeah, let us know. Peace.